just want to welcome to the studio Janet Kuipers. How do you do?
Hi there. I'm fine. How are you?
And Janet is the publisher of Scar's publication. And Janet, tell us a little about Scar's publication and about your project, and then particularly about this project that we're celebrating and opening up tonight.
Okay. Scar's Publications runs a couple literary magazines, and if you wanted any information about Scar's Publications, you could just go to the website, go to scars.tv, and you can learn about magazines that we regularly produce and we publish work from, poets, short story writers, that kind of thing. Scars has been around since 1993, and they seem to be quite the beacon for new writers if they want to be able to get their voice out so that they can be heard. Scars Publications is the place that they can go. Since about 1995, I believe, Scars has done an annual collection book with some of the literary magazines that we run. And they do, as I said, regular annual collection books. And this most recent collection book, Mr. Rubin is a part of, and it's a fun one. It's called Side A, Side B. And the premise of it, the back cover is actually an additional front cover that just says Side B. All of the right-hand pages in this book relate to one topic or the other, either prose or poetry. And so you can go through Side A and read all the right-hand pages and read poems, and you can then flip the book over, literally, and go to Side B and read all of these short stories from work that is in there as well.
And I have to say, not just because she's been kind enough to publish my piece, but this is a beautifully formatted and put together publication. There's a lot of publishers I see here in the city doing things here for local writers, and this is so nicely put together. I should.
Janet, I'm getting confused just looking at you. I see you turning over in different.
Hand Mr. Wizard a copy of things here.
Right.
He can describe to the Radioland audience what he sees here.
It's actually a fun thing to have to come up with artwork that looks good upside down as well as right
now,
because you go through the book in different directions.
Side B is a blue cover.
And side A is a pink cover.
Then you have to rotate
the book
upside down in order to be able to read it. So it involves all this hand motion.
I will say that there's a gender specific. Side A is gender specific. It is pink with a female cartoon figure on it.
And side B is blue with another
cartoon figure.
With a male.
Yeah, there you go.
Out on the beach.
Okay, so we can delve into that at some point.
When you have the pages likewise
correspond with it,
kind of upside down,
yes,
vis-a-vis one another.
Now, are more of these for now? You've already sent these out to your
contributors, and other people have purchased the book already. It has just come out, but we've had a good portion of them sold. We have just a select few left, and if anyone is around in Chicago, they can actually go to the cafe on Tuesday night. We will have copies if anybody would like to purchase.
Of course, they have a Library of Congress number here on the front part of the page, so here the Easton number here.
Yeah. So if someone happens to be in Washington and visiting the Library of Congress, there's a copy there for their perusal?
The Library of Congress doesn't have these books. Just being able to have an ISBN number doesn't mean that you're in the Library of Congress. For those that are chosen after you've gone for a government application for a copyright. So it's really kind of up in the air whether or not you can have work that's in the Library of Congress. The happy government gets to decide for you.
You're working at it, though.